This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We take you now to Truckee, California. Population 17,000, a stone's throw from Lake Tahoe up in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Matt Levin went up there for us a little bit more than a year ago to do a story about Zoom towns, those smaller, almost always more rural places where people who could all of a sudden work from anywhere went when the pandemic hit. A rush of people, mostly from the San Francisco Bay Area, came the 3.5 hours up the mountains, jamming traffic and sending already steep housing prices in Truckee steeper. Median home price up there in March of 2020, $719,000. Today, $1.1 million. So we sent Matt out for a follow-up on how Truckee's doing now with things kind of normal again. And it turns out lots of the Bay Area Zoomtowners have stayed. The local workforce, though, not so much.
Stephen McCune used to work at a ski resort close to Truckee, making around $13 an hour. Back in the spring of 2019, he couldn't find an affordable apartment. So he did what he knew a lot of Truckee workers were doing.
It's basically what I did. I had this back as far as I could.
The driver's seat.
The shotgun seat.
McEwen says he lived in a Nissan SUV for 7 months, mostly in the parking lot of the resort. To be clear, we're not in the same SUV he lived in. We're in a similar model he owns now. McEwen looks like someone who should work in Truckee. He's the granola, outdoorsy type, big beard, probably looks great in flannel. He could hack sleeping in his car, but he doesn't recommend it.
Feels like your shoulders are tight, but like one like goes like feels like it can't reach, the other one's like full power, just weird stuff like that. It just throws you off.
Truckee had a workforce housing problem before COVID. While some remote workers have returned to the Bay, plenty have stayed. But the local workforce?
If I could tell you the amount of times this conversation has had per night.
Ryan Dierks co-owns 3 restaurants in Truckee that primarily cater to the tourist crowd.
Sir, love to have you in this evening. It's going to be about 10 to 15 minutes. What do you mean? There's a table right over there. It's not about the tables that are available. It's about the amount of staff I have right now.
The tourist crowds have been good. There's really no off-season in Truckee anymore. But Dierks is making less money than he was in 2019. He's missing chefs, cooks, general managers, servers, bartenders. One of his chefs even suggested converting spare restaurant space to labor-saving frozen yogurt machines.
And we all laughed at him. You know, we're like, we're not doing froyo, bro. And literally, by the end, my business partner and I looked at each other and we're like, we should do froyo.
They still haven't done froyo, but Dierks has raised pay. Dishwashers now make $20 an hour plus tips, and they get health benefits. It's not working. Housing costs are too steep, and for his employees living in cheaper Reno, about a 40-minute drive away, that commute is way more expensive in 2022.
So it's kind of a tipping point of like, is it really worth me paying all this gas money?
It's not just low-wage jobs that can't be filled. Truckee is pricing out pharmacists. David Polivy is a Truckee City Council member. We're outside a Rite Aid in Truckee's biggest strip mall.
On their door, their sign says, due to staff availability, we need to temporarily adjust our store hours. The pharmacy is now closed indefinitely.
Around the strip mall, the staff shortage apology sign is about as ubiquitous as the bumper stickers that say Keep Tahoe Blue. There are signs on multiple banks, the AAA branch, the Verizon store.
These aren't like low-paying jobs. These are sort of that middle market type of job. And we just, because of all of these other pressures that are hitting the town, it's been hard for us to secure our workforce.
The city is trying to help. It opened up dedicated workforce housing and low-income apartments, and there's a new lease-to-locals program where vacation homeowners can get up to $18,000 to rent their property to Truckee workers. But it's all kind of a drop in the bucket. Sasha Severance is the general manager of Alibi, a local brewery. She grew up in the Truckee area, but she and her fiancé recently moved to Portola, a town of about 2,000 people an hour away. It's cheaper, but also quieter.
But yeah, it is very nice, like out there. I can go mountain biking or backcountry skiing, and you don't see anybody.
Although Severin says the trails are getting a little busier, mostly with other people who used to live in Truckee. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.